On a recent Thursday morning, residents and developers mingle outside of Germantown High School's dark green doors. Some are here to explore the school's paint-chipped guts. Several alums want to walk down memory lane. Ken Weinstein of Mount Airy is one of the only participants to show up ready to size up the hulking four-story property for a potential bid. He says the high school and an elementary school across the street are must-fill buildings.
These are key properties for Germantown. They sit right along the Germantown Avenue business corridor, and they are now sitting as eyesores and really need to be turned around. It's really the key to revitalizing Germantown.
As the sound of rush hour traffic winds down, the district's Bill Fox hops onto a courtyard bench and kicks off the two-hour no-frills tour.
Rich will lead and turn on lights, probably go through the cafeteria, go up to the top floor, and then make our way down. The old part of building this wing has been...
The school district, with the help of the Philadelphia Industrial Development Corporation, or PIDC, is asking for $3 million for Germantown High School's 355,000 square feet. Tyler Bradley, a realtor with Berkshire Hathaway, says the district would be lucky to get its asking price.
It's going to cost a good eight figures in order to bring this building up to par. I think that realistically, I think that what's going to have to happen is they're going to have to really accept a very nominal figure for this building.
Either way, community leaders such as Reverend Leroy Simmons desperately hope someone wants to revive classrooms in the building. For him, losing Central Germantown's only high school was heartbreaking.
It's like touring a cemetery, a place where untapped potential was thriving and growing and is now gone. There are children who were looking at a future, and this is a past of destruction, it seems.
PIDC is expected to make a series of recommendations to the district in mid-June after all 20 open houses are over. The district will then make its own recommendations to the Philadelphia School Reform Commission, which has the final say. Selling all 20 buildings at their listed prices would bring nearly $60 million. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.